Well, this is a little bit of sports dirt. It's been months since the Paris Olympics game ended, But just last week, one of the members of the Belgian equestrian team had his results thrown out, erased from the record books like they never happened because he tested positive for a banned substance. But can you cut him some slack? We rarely have this overlap.
Probably I can, just sports in the way you, yep. In the way, I'm going to cut this guy
okay,
slack.
Here
I know
we go.
I will.
Yep. The horseman's name is Damian Michaels. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It looks like different. Anyway, back in August, he and his teammates finished fifth in the Dressage Team Grand Prix in Paris. However, after the competition, Damian tested positive for dorzolamide.
Which is?
A diuretic and a masking agent that can cover up other drugs that might be in one's system.
Oh, I know those well. Makes you pee.
Oh,
well,
you
diuretics, yeah. Certainly, yes. Well, they make you go to the toilet. Mm. But they can also cover up things. For instance, I think anabolic steroids, there were plenty of things that would use, you could mask those.
Mm-hmm.
The old school steroids of the wrestlers and the ball players.
Mm-hmm.
Damian claimed he did not use the substance, but he knows how he got it into his system. You see, his dog was sick, and his dog needed eye drops. And guess what was in the dog's eye drops? You got it.
The band substance.
Dorzolamide.
There it is. Yep. Okay. So did they actually come in contact with his skin and get into his skin?
Yes. Fun fact. If Damian, the horseman, had put the drops into his own eyes, he'd have been okay. If you're not allowed to take it orally, you're not allowed to rub it onto your skin.
But he could have put it in his own eyes.
Yes, because that's how it is used.
But he says in administering it to his dog, it got on his fingers arm.
I suppose if one were to look at him as a guilty man,
mm-hmm.
he rubbed it into his skin because that's how you mask whatever else might be in your system.
Right.
Now, what a horseman needs, I don't know.
So he accidentally, according to him, dribbled it on his arm or whatever.
Ah, crap.
Well, this won't be any problem.
It's just dog eye drops,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I'd give this medal.
Well, they were fifth place. So you might even just get a certificate.
Okay. Then give him a certificate.
I guess I'm a little shocked that there's steroid use in horse dressery or
same.
Whatever.
Yeah. Same.
But I don't buy it.
I'm glad they don't test a pickleball. There's a lot of bronze medals hanging in my closet, I can tell you that. I don't know what. God knows. I've given my dog medicine, too. You know, you give her something in a biscuit form, and it gets uh-huh. in your hands. Who knows what's going to happen?
Do you use those little, what do they call them? The little pup pills?
Yeah.
You ever seen those?
Yeah, for our dog.
They're really fantastic.
They are. They help them. They take it right down. Yeah.
If I was running a pickleball tournament just for fun when everyone showed up, I'd hand them a cup like they had to pee into it and just watch people panic.
All the potheads?
Yeah.
Well, they rub our paddles. They rub your paddle down. Some paddles are illegal. So before a medal match.
Too gnarled?
Mm-hmm. They say paddles forward.
Or too bumpy?
Yep. They say paddles forward. You raise your paddle and then the official rubber.
Pants down.
Yep.
Paddles up.
There's something all over the paddle. That's lubricant.
The guy really likes pickleball, sir.
They say paddles up, you hold it, and then from a running in with a white glove on, they remove it and rub paddles to make sure that your paddle is it
too smooth is bad or too rough?
Too rough. You can't have, because then you put extra,
then you can put extra spin on
it.
Extra okay.
Grit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them disqualified over that thing. You know, they'll rub it. Oh, this is a gritty.
Not on my court.
They send them off?
Yeah. In disgrace. And then the team that was in fourth place gets to come up and play for the bronze.
Wow.
You know, I've been in a few bronze medal matches now.
Yes, you have.
I'm legal, though. I'm legal.
You don't even want to see what they do in the gold medal match.